This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
Well, I will let you know, Joe, we do have heat tickets to give away at some point during the show here, so we'll do that.
Chicago Bulls game
yes,
coming up.
Yes. All right, good. Boy, you keep checking your email. This is wild. You're like finishing my sentences.
Hey, man, I got a lot of time. A lot of time.
I told you during the break, I said Michael Cotti's got some good news. And you go, I mean, you finished my sentence.
I had it.
You knew it. I mean, you were like, you checked your email.
I'm on top of things. That's what I do, Woody. Just doing it.
Nice to see mortgage rates coming down a little bit, by the way. That's
yes.
Very good news there.
Yes.
Speaking of good news, LeBron James, the first with 50,000. Everything he does, by the way, is going to be a first as far as points go. 50,000 points in the NBA regular season and playoffs. LeBron, of course, is 40 years old and widely considered the greatest player of all time.
I don't get mad anymore about that, Woody. I got to tell you what he's doing. You may not like what he has to say sometimes. But as far as a role model and the way he plays and how much he enjoys playing to be this good, this late in his career, and the way he's defending and getting that team, he's not just showing up just so he can get his stats. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy freaking wants to win another champion. I have a lot of respect for him. I do. Yep. I know it's not real popular with some of you out there. Freaking LeBron is what he's doing. I know the Golden State thing's talked about. Being a Northern California guy myself, but that story down south is big time.
By the way, he's in that documentary, that new one on Netflix. You haven't watched it yet. I think it's called Going for Gold, the USA basketball one. It was the most recent Olympics, and they actually feature some of the foreign teams on there as well. It's really good. It's on Netflix. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I also had 10 hours worth of flying, so it was pretty easy to kill, but... all right, we keep moving here, Joe. 2026 World Cup. The final will be at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. They can't call it MetLife Stadium, I guess, for the soccer tournament. So they're going to call it New York, New Jersey Stadium during the World Cup.
That's fine.
Yeah, FIFA, I suppose, a little money hungry, so they're going to go after every dollar they can. That's like their thing. But nevertheless, Joe, they have decided that they are going to have a Super Bowl-type halftime show during the World Cup final.
Of course, they should.
They should.
Huge event, man. The biggest event.
And the best part of this, the best news perhaps, Joe, is that Coldplay will help advise FIFA to produce the show.
Because Coldplay's done so many big events to help them.
Yeah, and they're really good, so yeah. Good choice of...
I'm not a big Coldplay fan.
I know you're not. No. I don't want to see you at their concert. Concerts. They're doing multiple.
Down here?
Yeah. I don't want to see you over there.
You won't have to worry about seeing me at that one. You got a better chance of seeing me at Michael Bublé is where you have a good chance of seeing
me. What about Post Malone's coming?
I might go see Posty.
I think there were a lot of tickets available for that one.
Yeah, right.
He may not be a stadium guy. I don't know.
He's an arena guy. You know what? When you look in that mirror and the people around you, you got to have that reality check. Am I an arena guy or am I a stadium guy?
I don't know a ton about him. I did see him do a he was Kurt Cobain in like a Nirvana redo or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you catch that by any chance?
No.
He's pretty good. I mean, he's a talented guy, but I mean, he's not Coldplay.
Okay. You know what I mean? Friggin' times. Okay,
go. All right. And our final one here, Joe, this is really weird, man. This whole back and forth between Hard Knocks and now North Carolina football. Have you seen this?
I saw a little bit on it. What's that all about?
Initially, what happened was is none of the teams in the NFL want any part of this offseason Hard Knocks. Because remember the Giants did it? And it went like really, really poorly for them.
Yeah, considering a big part of it was the running back who just got a new contract who set records.
So it went really poorly for them. And all the teams were like, we don't want any part of this because.
That was a PR nightmare. Wow, was that a bad one.
Yeah. By the way, I would love to see a Dolphins.
How did the Giants and Jets get so dysfunctional at the same time? It's incredible. Apparently. The only thing fitting right now is Aaron Rodgers goes to the Giants. You got to admit.
No.
Aaron Rodgers plays for the Giants.
I was going to bring this up to you. So something came across the screen yesterday, very startling. And they said that the Giants could trade up and take Cam Ward, but that Aaron Rodgers was also on the table to come in and either be like the backup or the starter or whatever, let Cam sit. And please keep Aaron Rodgers away from Cam Ward. Please. Like, if there's anything, I don't care where Cam Ward ends up, as long as it's not with Aaron Rodgers. Please, man, don't do it to him.
I just feel like, and I don't know, I just think Aaron Rodgers so badly wants to be Tom Brady. So badly. Or close to him. And it just hasn't worked out.
Are they? But they're not buddies, are they?
They've done events together. I see them do golfing events together.
I don't think anyone's friends with Aaron Rodgers except for Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams might be the only person on planet Earth that likes Aaron Rodgers. Do you think about that? His family hates him. Right? Every girl he's ever dated seems to say he ruined their lives.
I think the family would love to have a much better relationship with him.
So, again, Devontae Adams could be the only person in the world that likes him
on a personal level. And I know none of the media people like to talk about it, and it's nobody's business. I mean, the family stuff, and I'm not exactly functional when it comes to families. I'm not doing great myself from time to time, but it's the weirdest thing is that unless they're fooling me, you know, they're one town away from me that from where I grew up, that they could be that bad of people that he can't get it worked out with them to make up with your mom and your dad. Because one day they die. And you're like, yeah, never did get that worked out. Just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, Woody. Maybe I look at it differently. I don't know.
All right. Anyway, we kind of got off the track here.
You did that to me.
No Hard Knocks offseason, it looks like here, Joe. But Belichick is still interested in being the subject of a behind-the-scenes all-access series.
Great. Of course he should. Great PR, great for recruiting. He should do all that stuff. If he didn't learn that from Nick Saban,
that thing's going to be interesting to watch.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, he'd be rooting for him to fail miserably.
I think everybody wants to see how he's going to be now working for the first time in a zillion years with 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds.
Victor tells me, by the way, that's all stadiums. Like, Hard Rock will be Miami Stadium, SoFi will be L.A. Stadium, and on from there.
Didn't know that. We got semifinal games? Is that what you – do we have semifinal, right, for the World Cup?
Maybe.
I don't know why I asked you that. Yeah. You just do
– It's here. I don't know. You going to that?
Of course I'm going to that. I got to make sure I keep friends over there somewhere. I got to make sure I get tickets for that.
Yeah, you're a big soccer fan, yeah.
I didn't say that. It's just the event.
You just want to be there. I didn't even say you were there.
I always got to take shots. Everything's
you
going to
keep the ticket?
That's why you run home graded, when you're done.
You say I was at the World Cup.
I was getting dinner the other night, and the guy was like wanting to kick your ass again.
We at Bo's place?
Yeah. How'd you know? I went to Bo's place, and that guy that's there, great guy.
How's the food over there?
He said, I wish you would have brought Woody. I wanted to let him have it.
I'm waiting for Bo to invite me. I'll go.
I'm not going. We're not taking you. It's too nice a restaurant. You can't do that. It's not going to happen. All right.
Maybe this is where you usually say, I'll take your wife, but not you.
No, I didn't say that. I did say nice things about your wife while you were gone.
Oh, thank you so much.
We've got the 8 o'clock hour.
She appreciates it. She's an avid listener. She appreciates it.
Yeah, I know she does. I mean, sometimes, somebody might say something to her. All right. Hey, I do want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Well, I'll tell you what. He did have good news. Fixed rates in the fives, Joe. Fixed rates in the fives. So, like, first-time home buyers, fixed rates in the fives, man. If you just need a mortgage quickly and you want to get the lowest rates, man, Michael Kotze is going to get you fixed rates in the fives right now. Help you out, man. I'm telling you right now, this guy is, it's all about great service. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a program for you. I always tell everybody this, if we go right to it, go to Google reviews on the web and find out Choice Mortgage reviews, what they're saying about Michael Kotze, and you're going to see great service. This guy works 7 days a week, even on the weekends. You're out, find a place you like, want to get that mortgage done quickly, want to get approved quickly, get all that stuff done, and Michael Kotze is all over it, all over. It's all about great service. All the things you need quickly, getting it done with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Like a reverse mortgage, more popular than ever for folks over 62. You and your spouse are 62 or older. You qualify. Sitting there with all that equity in your home and you could really use it. Let Michael Kotze take care of you. Really has no life. He does work 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. 35 years in the business. Michael Kotze is waiting for you right now to help you out.